Alrighty then. Whenever you are ready.
We are here, we're all here.
Yep.
Okay, good. So I called it February 21st Special Project, 2017 Special Projects and Facilities Committee meeting of the Glencoe Park District to order. Lisa, please call the roll and note the time.
Member Brooks.
Present.
Member Gaines.
Here.
Commissioner Platnick.
Here.
Commissioner Underdunk. Chair Underdunk. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
You're here.
Commissioner Lerman, Chair Lerman. Chair, okay, okay. Very good.
So, oh, I'm sorry, Commissioner Lerman. Oh, Chair Lerman, I'm sorry, he's absent.
Yeah,
sorry.
Not in the South Pacific. So, so we're going to have a discussion on the Weston Master Playground. And we went over this last week in the excellent presentation by Altamonte. And so we asked for this to be on the agenda just to kind of allow people who saw the presentation to think about it, to give it a little bit of air, to allow other people who weren't there last week to come in, to get any updates from staff, and really to kind of move the process forward for some sort of approval at the regular board meeting. So with that, any matters from the public? Any matters from the public? Okay, all right. I just want to open it up for comments on the West. First of all, the West Playground discussion. Has there been any developments since last week?
Well, I can tell you what we've done. So after our committee meeting last week, we made poster boards, thank you, Aaron and Chris, and brought them over to West School along with, they had the PowerPoint. So I reached out to Catherine Wayne today just to get a thorough update. And she said, I go, how is everything? How is your reaction between the students, the staff, and the PTO? And she said, all's wonderful. PTO is thrilled, and we are discussing options for partial funding of the Tree Theater. The students and staff at West have also responded positively. We have not heard any negative feedback or concerns. They feel like our ideas were considered and earlier ideas were incorporated. So we, hearing that, we have heard no feedback on West Playground either, except for positive. It's been on our website, and if you haven't seen our website, Erin made a whole new area. Mm-hmm. You want to speak on that, where people can access the plans?
Yeah, if you go into the news section, there is now a tab called Special Projects, and under there, each project has its own page that's living on it. So there's a West Park page.
That's excellent. Thank you.
So, yeah, and it's kind of a blog style, and it also cross-posts to the news section that's on the front page that has that heading. So that is there now. It incorporates photos and stuff, so throughout the project we'll be able to add and update documents to each web page specific to each project.
Excellent.
We also sent letters out to all the neighbors. We had one phone call before the designs were even put out there, actually, and she was just concerned that the playground would cause more noise. And then they talked about parking, and that was probably more of a school issue than really the park, because the park's already always been there. And she was older, a woman, and she recognized that she brought her children and grandchildren to that playground, but thought we were putting something new in. I said, actually, no, it's the playground that's always been there. Expanded footprint and explained all that, but after that she said, you know, just keep in mind the noise and the traffic that we caused by it. So I don't think that's much. I think that's more of a school issue. So hearing that, we are very pleased with the design plan and would recommend approving the design concept so that we can go out. What would happen now is that we at the next board meeting we would approve the design concept, then we would go out to bid for the equipment, the play equipment, and then come back for approval on those items. So this will start all the nitty-gritty work on the side once we...
The fun stuff like drainage and DMI stuff, yeah.
And so we'll be considering what we have to do at along the north side of the tennis courts under a separate package.
No, that would be part of it. That you are approving the whole design concept. So that's both the big playground and also the little.
Okay, I had a feeling that the little playground was a bit more conceptual, perhaps, than fleshed out like we had with.
Well, what you're really approving is the concept of it.
Okay.
And then we'll go forward when we bring.
So Andre had a good idea with that, just developing some language to really.
And we have that, right?
Yeah, so we're working with Altamanu to earmark, kind of put bookends on what that concept is so people can look at that and say, yes, you know, the board is giving us direction to stand behind this and move forward. So that's something that they're working on right now. You know, we're trying to trim it down a little bit.
That play area, and you had a name for that, right?
Discovery area.
Discovery area.
That is a, we're kind of crossing new ground here. That's really kind of a park design as a work of, as an evolving work of art. And there's going to be, from what I understand, Lisa and Chris, there's going to be pieces that are created for that that come out of nature and things that Chris comes across or different things, and they may happen over a period of time, and it's going to be natural and it could evolve. So it's really, I mean, I don't think
it's a living area.
It's a work of art. It really is.
So it'd be natural logs and boulders. So really, what you're saying is we like that concept to do that, and then we go forward with that, knowing that it's going to change throughout the scope. It's not like the other playground where you put it in and that's what you have for the next 20 years. This one will change.
And we come across an interesting tree or, you know, a new plant species that we really think is cool.
A rock.
You know, we incorporate that rock. I mean, I can't tell you, you know, I've had my eye out. I've been out for the last week.
Looking at stuff.
Wow, I wonder if I can call that forest preserve and get that tree, you know, and it's kind of have our eye on. There's a particular tree in our own inventory that's getting ready to come down that I have my eye on for.
This would be one of the first ones in the this area, definitely. I don't know about the state of Illinois, but definitely this area, for this type of nature-based, you know, playground. And so like it's as we talked about, we want to get kids back out playing, so no child left inside is what we're going for this. So.
So in terms of the master plan, this is very sustainable. It's very
sustainable,
nature-based play. It's trying to get kids to play in less traditional ways,
exactly,
less conventional ways. Mm-hmm. I think it's a huge feather in the cap of Glencoe. I think it shows us as a very enlightened community. I think it's fabulous. But as Erin knows, if you can't explain it, you can't sell it.
Mm-hmm.
So if we don't have the right language as a group speaking to the public, if we don't have sort of a party line, same language to describe it, it could, people's imaginations could run wild as to what exactly this is supposed to be.
So we'll have that language by next Tuesday, is that
absolutely
fair to say?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Good.
So we'll have that language. I don't know if we'll have it in the board packet that goes out tomorrow, but we'll have it to you before the board meeting, okay? And then we'll, as soon as we have that language, we'll also update the webs, portions of our website.
Mm-hmm. Then I had one quick question.
You bet.
Do you know what Ms. Wang meant by partial funding?
I think that meant PTO was going to fund it and the school would fund the other half.
Got it.
They have not come back and asked us. In fact, we just said that, you know, our budget's pretty much set for this project. We weren't able to expand the scope. So that's what I assumed it meant, that they are asking for them and then they were trying to find money for it also. But again, we're going to put that out as a bid alternate for those areas and just see what it comes back as, because maybe the whole park will be under and we can get it within our budget. So what we would do is bid as a bid alternate for both of those stages.
So this is something that I'm sure the school is more sensitive to, but, you know, boys and girls that age play differently a little bit, they can, and that tree theater, and I'm not saying boys are going to go to the upper body equipment and the girls are going to the tree theater, but it's possible that there may be some use of the tree theater by, you know.
I would just say by all children, because boys like theater too, so let's, you know.
Okay.
I would just be very careful with that, but we think it would be used by a lot of kids. Yeah.
Regardless of gender at all, there are always different groups on different days. Those groups evolve continuously. And the work I did with both your kids at Weston, that there's days where we get the high energy boys and girls want to be on the field playing soccer, and other kids want to do the four square on the paved stuff. This plan accommodates all those different needs.
And the tree theater helps that, because that's one more thing where they may just want to be passive. They just want to be outside and just sitting or standing. So it's kind of a gathering place, and the folks who want to be active can kind of jump on the jungle gym, and the folks that want to do the four square can go to the blacktop.
I think it's really thinking of evolving the approach. They're thinking beyond just playground equipment. You know, that was what impressed me.
Yeah, we like it. It's just another different type of playground. So we're, going well towards our vision of having different types of playgrounds in different areas throughout the community. You know, our community is only, what, 3 miles long? So, you know, parents can easily pick a park and say, we're going to go to the nature park or the, you know, we really feel this is really good for upper body and exercising. So it's an exciting thing. So, there's any other questions on this?
Other comments on West
questions?
Park?
Just a comment. I flipped through again. First of all, I think it's a home run. It's stunning, beautiful. The concept idea. So this is fantastic. But just because I've been a heavy user of that park, running around and taking my dog through there on a leash.
Wait a second.
Good answer.
But
thank you.
I do want to reiterate, because of course I don't know how much you can get done with this project versus school versus, but if you put the picture, if you just for 30 seconds, I'm going to make a comment.
Sure.
Just a picture of the whole park, if you can. And I just want to let people know, it's the drainage, yeah, just so there's a picture of the,
perfect.
The whole site.
Yeah, the drainage picture.
Yeah.
That's the one.
There you go.
So let me just make a comment for it. I heard some of it may be covered later, some of it later. But let me just tell you the reality, and I'm sorry I'm a little short.
Later?
Yeah, actually.
You know,
center button there. I can't reach. He's probably an architect. So, and I think they depicted this. Basically what happens is the water goes this way.
Yep.
Goes down here. So what happens is when it rains, you start walking through your shoes are kind of dry here, and as you get through, all of a sudden, my gym shoes are wet. And now in here, there's about 5 inches of water all the way around here, and by the time I get here, my feet are soaking wet. And so this drainage, it is a real problem, and it's kind of sloped downhill. And so, you know, our little, this is a problem, they gotta fix it. My only question, if you're going to fix this, gee, it'd be really nice to fix this too, because people that walk across it like that, they go across.
Oh, yeah.
And the drainage problem, it stops around here. But basically the water goes downhill and just keeps going on and it stops around here. And it puddles up and it's really deep right here. There's a water fountain right here. And this, people like to run around in this park. But if they're going to be in fixing this, it'd be nice to at least fix that. And they play soccer back and forth this way, that way, and then we have events here. But just, again, I just throw that out there.
You're raising a really good point, because if you're there with kids and they're two different ages, you could be going between
the playgrounds and what you're describing
as a big soggy mess.
And it's just grass. It's just grass sloped kind of the wrong way, or it's been, I think it's just the slope.
I would imagine that this raised topography is probably the spoils from digging the school. So I would imagine that this raised topography is probably the construction from digging the foundations of the building.